Okay, all right. Now, where were you born?
In Morelos, Coahuila.
And when did you come to the United States?
1909.
You were just a baby.
Chiquita.
Yeah, a little tiny baby. I mean, you're a little girl, right? Okay. Now, you came from Mexico, from Morelos, huh? To Castroville? Was this the first place you lived?
No, aquí vinimos a... Aquí, de Morelos, aquí. Su primer parada.
To Castroville. She didn't live anywhere else.
No vivía en otro lugar. Sí, pero no más por temporada. Pero no, 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 no. Aquí teníamos casa. No, pero cuando pasaron del otro lado, vinimos para acá.
Okay, all right. So, let's see, you were about, this is 1980, you were about 9 years old, Okay. Now, Patrick, who did you come with? Who did you come with to Castroville?
¿Con quién vino usted? Pues con la familia de su papá.
Okay, how many were in the family? Your mother, your father?
Mi hermana.
So it was 11 in all, huh? Counting her mother and father. No, 11 brothers and sisters, 13 in all. Ooh la la, that was a big family. Okay, were you the youngest or the oldest or in the middle?
Soy mayor que tres.
No, más o menos la
del medio.
No.
There was three after her. Alright. Now, why did your family come to Castroville?
Aquí había una familia. No, ¿por qué se vinieron de
Bueno, casualmente, cuando oímos el tiempo de la guerra de allá de México.
This was during the Mexican Revolution. Okay. So there was danger in Mexico, in Coahuila, huh?
En 1910 ya llegaron a...
¿Y quién eran los revolucionarios?
Pancho Villa, Carranza.
Okay, so you were about 8 or 9 years old when you came here. Did you go to school? Did you go to school here? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Can you remember how did you feel when you came here? Were there many other Mexican families here, or only a few, or how was it in Castroville?
Había muchos mexicanos aquí, sí.
Igualmente se sentía, usted se sentía mejor así que allá.
Muy bien, pues,
escuchaba un poquito y pues
mi hermano. Okay. Did you realize any difficulty, like, you know, speaking with other people, like, you knew, did you know that there were people here, Alsatian people here, who didn't speak Spanish and you couldn't speak to them? Or did you have any contact with them, or maybe she stayed just inside her family?
Cuando llegaron ustedes aquí, tenían mucha comunicación con los americanos, los alemanes de aquí.
Bueno, hablaban mucho español.
Así es que, pues sí, empezamos a conocer personas aquí.
But they spoke Spanish.
Los tungas nos conocimos chiquitos. Herb Tungas.
Yeah, Uncle Herbert did, right.
Y Julio.
Yeah,
y ellos hablaban español de chicos.
Pues sí, me acuerdo, pero sí hablaban poco. Hablan muy bien ellos español.
You didn't have, these people spoke Spanish, the Anglos.
They spoke Spanish to them.
Okay, alright. Okay, now, how old were you when you got married?
¿Cuántos años tenía con su casa?
22. And was Mr. Regosa living here in Castroville? Was
no.
He from?
Sí, aquí estaba él, pero es de México, él también.
Sí, pero él aquí
estaba.
Estaban
ustedes
aquí.
No,
cuando vinimos no, después.
Okay, where was he from?
Guadalajara, ¿no?
Jalisco.
All right, but had he been living here in Castroville?
Well, she only knew him as an adult, not as a child.
Okay, so only, but she met him here.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, now. Okay, I think you already answered this for me. I asked if she had a need for communication in English, and she said no because they spoke Spanish to them, okay? All right. Did you ever really feel you wanted to learn English? Did you, as a young girl, want to learn English?
Usted quería aprender el idioma, ¿verdad? Y estudiaba un poquito nomás en la casa, no en la escuela.
She did.
Huh? Evidently she did, because wherever they would go, she would try and practice her alphabet and
whatever
on her own.
Okay. All right. Now, Pedro, do you read and write Spanish?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Good. That's good. Okay. Now, when you got married, did you live in the house where you live now?
No, vivía allí. ¿Quién? ¿A usted cuando se casó no vivía ahí donde está ahorita?
Bueno, ahorita no, ¿verdad? Después, cuando me casé, vivimos en una casa chica, pero para el lado del río.
Sí, pero no, donde vive ahorita no es
un lugar. No.
They had a home,
uh-huh.
But it was more or less located where
Joe had his home. Okay, but generally they've always lived in that area and always in Castroville.
Right.
I mean, there was no moving. Y'all never migrated like some of the families did.
Yes.
You did. Okay, all right. Now let me see. I didn't know that. Okay. So you all like. How old were you, now you're not the oldest, Marcella's older than you,
Esther's the oldest.
Okay, now do you remember when you all started migrating?
In 1939.
Okay, and you went where?
To Carroll, Michigan.
Okay. Okay. I want to know if Petra ever felt, did she ever have any problems because she couldn't speak English?
¿Usted no se sentía que tenía problemas cuando no
podía hablar? No sé cómo decía. Yo viví en Chicago como unos 3 años o 4, no recuerdo muy bien.
She worked in Chicago.
Yo trabajé en Chicago también. Pero
What kind of work did you do? Paper?
She worked in the baby room.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. You made candy?
Uh-huh.
I could have never worked in a place like that.
Oh,
yeah, I guess in that area there probably were lots of Spanish-speaking people also.
Había muchos mexicanos.
No, muy pocos. Pero había una española, no, italiana, que hablaba muy bien español, y una que otra mexicana. Y ahí no quisimos entender, ¿verdad?
Okay. Now, with the Italian, how did you communicate? You spoke Spanish, she spoke Italiano?
No. Hablaba español.
Spanish. Both of them Spanish. Okay. But now, whenever there was something, some business to take care of, where maybe you would have to use English, did Mr. Rigosa take care of that?
Cuando había problemas de hablar negocios, papá era el que
hablaba.
Okay, so anything like that, he would take care of.
Major problems were.
Okay. Now, Mr. Rigosa spoke English?
Yes. No mucho, pero hablaba inglés.
Enough to get by, huh? Okay. All right. So how long did you live up in Chicago or in Michigan? I mean, was that like now Chicago, were you there for 1 year or 2 years?
Or 3 years.
3 years.
She lived in Chicago.
3 years. That was after you were married, huh?
Yes, I
was
born in Chicago.
Okay. Which one was that?
In Chicago.
Me fui el 25. Y vine yo creo que el 29, no recuerdo, no recuerdo muy bien.
Well, we're in 1925 and returned in 1929.
Uh-huh. 1925 to 1929. Okay, that's interesting, gosh. Okay, fine. But then the rest of the time was spent here, except when you would go up to Michigan. And when did you go to Michigan? Was this the summer or?
The summer,
and then you'd come back?
Come back.
Okay, all right. And how many years did you do this?
Okay, from 1939 to 42.
And, oh gosh. Let's see now, how many children do you have?
15
years. 15 years. Mm. Okay. Pedro, how many children do you have?
She all came here.
Well, how many did she have? You can't tell me?
Nothing.
Twelve?
Uh-huh.
But now they didn't all live?
No. They just passed away when they were
born.
Okay. 12. So 9 children lived, passed in from there. Are they all still living now?
Except Tony.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Okay. All right. Let me see. When you lived here in Castroville, now you said in Chicago you made friends with an Italian lady, but when she lived here in Castroville, did she have Anglo friends, where she, you know, some that didn't speak Spanish, where she would have to try to speak English?
Usted tuvo amigas alemanas aquí en Castroville que no hablaban español, que tuvieron usted que hacer esfuerzo para hablar inglés. Pues no, porque las vecinas que teníamos hablaban muy bien, ¿verdad? Cuando ya vivimos ahí.
No, ¿quién era su amiga? La Missouri, ¿verdad?
Ajá.
Missouri was very
good. Grandma,
yeah, Aunt Mary, grandma.
Alice,
grandma.
Era muy buena persona.
And didn't you say something about
las dos muy buenas personas.
She knew one father's sister. See, my great grandfather worked.
What did they work?
She told me. She was very good.
Oh, su amiga la que le enseñaba a escribir.
She doesn't remember her name, but she used to teach her Spanish, and she used to teach her English.
Oh, really?
She said, she doesn't often have, I'm not sure. Yeah, it might be Aunt Martha. Martha?
No request.
She's quite a bit younger.
Yeah, she's quite a bit younger.
Yeah. Now there was,
it would have to be somebody more than
me. It wouldn't have been a different
thing for them. ¿Sabes cómo los nombres se unen? Pero no las puedo. ¿Cómo iré a hablarlas?
What?
She can write all the alphabet and everything, but when it comes to try to write in English, she can't.
Okay. Can she read English? Can she read it all?
No.
But now she said that with Aunt Mary and Grandma Alice that they were friends of hers, huh?
Yes, they were.
Now, did she speak a little English with them? Or?
They spoke Spanish.
They spoke Spanish.
So they didn't have to make the effort.
Hablaban muy bien español, la Elis y la Marina.
Okay, see, I didn't realize that they spoke Spanish.
The only one that I remember her ever talking about was that one that she said didn't speak Spanish, and they were. Play together, but I don't remember her name. I remember her telling me that great grandpa worked with the wildlings. I guess it was off his papa, Fred.
Uh-huh. Oh, wildlings, I see.
And it was and one the kids of their would kids. Play. Uh-huh. Right, when they would go over, whenever great grandpa would go over there to work, she would go with them sometimes, uh-huh. And then they would.
They were working too.
Well, that's how she met this girl, and she said this girl, she used to teach her Spanish, and she used to teach her English.
Trabajábamos en la labor, you know?
Yeah, I know you know, but what you said before, I don't know. Well, I guess there were lots of probably at that point, the farmers had a lot of people to work right during harvest or whatever.
Huh? And they were making fields. You know, they were
just beginning to cultivate it. That was work. That meant taking all the stones out and all that.
And all the roots and trees.
Very hard work.
This is in
let me see. Petra, how did you feel towards the Alsatians? I think you told me already, you know, like you said, Aunt Mary Beery and Alice were good friends to you, okay? Mm-hmm. But did you like the Alsatian people that lived here or the other, you know, did she have positive Did she feel like sometimes we talk about differences between cultures and different customs? Did she feel that their customs, like the Mexican customs, are very different from the Alsatian? Is there anything she remembers that she thought was very different? Or did she think they were very much alike in some way?
Usted cuando vino o creía que sus costumbres de aquí eran muy diferentes a los ustedes. Se sentía que era mucha diferencia.
Porque trabajábamos en el labor y allá no trabajábamos.
Oh, sí.
Bueno, estábamos chicas, ¿verdad?
Pero
mis hermanos
here, they had to work. Well, in Mexico, very few women don't work.
Right. Well, and probably leaving during the revolution, they may have had to leave a lot of things behind.
Well, they had to.
Todo, ¿verdad?
No todo.
Lo tenían
tú. Mi papá tenía vaca.
Ay, tenía un star. How old was your mother when you came to Castro?
Mamá estaba muy
choice. Well, now, as you got older, did you have other reasons to learn English? Like, did you have friends who were English speaking, spoken
Spanish? Most of my friends were English speaking, French speaking, and of course, up north of New Mexican Americans over there. Very few, especially where we were located.
Who were some of your friends here in Castroville?
All the friends we hung around with, or were, now they hang around with mine.
Okay, so now, if I understand correctly, at that time, I guess the Catholic school didn't have a high school then either, did it?
I'm sure you did.
Or did they?
Yes.
Now, what was the situation there? Why, like, could you have attended the Catholic school if you had gone to high school?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure. Because some did. Or maybe not. I don't know.
I don't remember how it was.
They were a little prejudiced.
Yeah, I heard something about that. But of course, you had to also pay.
That could have been awesome.
But that I wasn't sure that they really allowed Mexican-American children in there.
Maybe not.
I'm not sure about that. I have to ask that.
Some kids were cruel. Evidently, they must have gotten this from the parents, or I don't know, because we weren't even allowed to cross the ground.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. No, you could not cross the ground. Now, the sisters didn't say anything, but it was the kids that protected the school ground. And the kids, we were mean.
Yeah.
What we used to do is to get evil, we steal their lunches.
That's pretty good.
We were young, didn't need any money. But that was for fight, as kids.
Yes. Okay. Now, let's see. Then you really learned English in order to function in school and also then with your friends. So do you think, I mean, you speak English so well, you are, to me, truly bilingual. You don't seem to have any trouble ever expressing yourself. And as a child, I guess, growing up with your Anglo friends, you felt free to use English for whatever needs you had to express your anger or your excitement or whatever.
And then at home, we spoke English.
You spoke English
with my sister.
Oh, really?
I have a sister who's older than me, Sarah, Marcella, and Angie. There's
four
of them older than me.
And you all spoke English at home, huh?
Yes. I remember there was some, when we would get company, like the Joseph from Natalia, we were warned not to speak English. Because they didn't approve.
Mm.
And so my father used to say, don't speak English when we have them as a company because the lady was raised a bitch.
I didn't understand what was going on in
there. Well, evidently. I don't know, but that was the only family I remember that didn't, we couldn't speak English.
Yeah. Well, now, when you, You didn't feel self-conscious or anything speaking English yourself, did you?
No, because we spoke it, we practiced it at home.
No,
I don't know if it was for practice or we just liked it.
Now, but your dad would speak with you in Spanish.
In Spanish,
and of course,
that way. It was always that way. The only English they ever spoke was the children.
Right.
Uh-huh. But when we were there,
okay, now, how about Mariano now? Mariano's not from here, is he? Or did he grow up here?
Yes, Mariano was born in Italian.
In Italian, okay. Alright. Okay, what I'd like to know now, Carrie, talking about the present, you speak English and you speak Spanish right now. You are what we call bilingual. But we find in many studies that when people are bilingual, they'll use one language with some people or in some particular kinds of situations, and the other language with other people or in another kind of situation. That's clear with your mama, you use Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but tell me, when else do you use Spanish?
When else?
Yeah.
Oh, in conversation. We,
here in the family?
With my sister.
Yeah.
We speak Spanish occasionally, or mix it, one of the two.
You do mix?
Yes, we do mix.
Right. Okay. That's interesting. I was reading something about that, as you know. How about with Mariano?
Sometimes we speak Spanish.
When the kids aren't supposed to understand what
you're
talking about. Oh, yes. We were little. Everyone always knew we never talked in Spanish. When we were little.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference in the voice.
Yeah.
When you call it Spanish.
Yeah. Okay, so with your sisters, with your mama, occasionally with Mariano,
with friends.
Yes. With your friends, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and then you use English? Whenever you're dealing with the outside world, or like when you go shopping or whatever, like we find this so many times with our students, because so many of our students look like they're probably Spanish speaking, that when they go shopping in San Antonio, the clerks will always speak Spanish.
Yes.
Now, do they do that with you?
Yes, sometimes because they even think that I'm from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we have a lot of people coming from Mexico.
Right.
Do a lot of shopping.
Okay. And you answer them in Spanish?
Sometimes.
Or
yeah.
In English.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So you kind of, your Spanish is somewhat limited, I guess, to your family and your close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then outside you use English. Okay. All right. As far as you're concerned, being a real bilingual, are the two languages equal to you? Do you prefer one over another?
Do you not necessarily?
So, I just want to make sure this is on there. We were talking about switching, and you say that sometimes you speak in English with your... With your sister, you might throw in a Spanish word, or when you speak in Spanish, you might switch to English. It's interesting, though, you know, that you can only do that when you're speaking with somebody that you know speaks both languages. I mean,
right.
If you were speaking to me and you threw in a Spanish word, I wouldn't know what to do with it, you know. But it's interesting because the mind is so quick to always know, well, I can't do that with her, but I can do it with her. Let's see. Now, this is another question. When you were growing up in the community, I think you've answered this already. As far as your school was concerned and social life outside of your family, English was the prestigious or the first language that you needed to have. Okay. And Spanish was what you spoke in your home. Did you at any point ever feel ashamed that you couldn't speak English or that you spoke Spanish? Well, evidently we must have learned it right away. Some people say that they had a rough time here when they were growing up. Not gonna lie, because we were not segregated. I can't say that we were, as children, my family.
You didn't feel that?
No, because like I said, we had Anglo friends. Now I used to see what they used to do to the other children. It was mostly the children from up in that other area up in the hill. They were considered different from where we lived. We were about the only ones living out here in this area. Maybe that was the reason. I don't know.
Don't you think, Barbara? Because they've always associated with
the people on the hill and the bad people on this side of town, the good side of town, the side of town, the bad side of town. Even when I was growing up, I remember kids saying that that was the bad side of town, and this was the good side.
I live on that side of
town. I know, I don't mean to insult you.
Well, but now, when I think back, the only Mexican people I knew living over here were the Rebosas, you know, and Angelica.
Yes.
You know? And Angelica was in our home all the time. I mean, Angelica was family, and Lupi was our babysitter. So, you know, these were two families that we knew. I really didn't ever know any other Mexicans or any others. Those up on the hill were considered extremely poor.
It might have been an economic factor in that, like, obviously
in your family, you were a close-knit family, your father was a hard-working man, he definitely was ambitious for you as children when he insisted that you should learn English.
Oh, yes.
Your mother, it was a very stable family, mm-hmm. Not like some of the very poor families up there where sometimes the father wasn't there or was not able to take care of the family for whatever reason.
This is exactly what we were discussing.
And you know, I can remember that Mommy used to take food to a couple of those families up there. And you know, you hear it home, right? You know, so-and-so, he just can't make a living for his kids, or he's got so many kids, and they're not taking care of them, he drinks and all.
And there wasn't really any welfare.
There's no.
I think there was a big support in the relief.
It was a relief.
But they only gave you very good, I don't recall ever us getting any, but I knew that some people did. But it was not welfare.
You know, something about this prejudice here that keeps coming up to me is that the Alsatian people seem to be very tolerant of the Mexican-American people if they were hard workers. You know, the Alsatian thinks hard work is the most important thing in the world. And if other people moved in and were hardworking,
they were accepted. But if they
seem to be, hey, they're not going to carry their share of the load, then they set them aside.
No,
I'm not really wrong about that, but it's not really so much a racial prejudice as it is a prejudice of values.
Now that's,
if you don't have the things to say,
remember, he used to say, those poor people, and Monica and I used to say, they're not poor, because remember, Monica was the one that said that they could go out and get a job if they really wanted to work, but they didn't have to live that way. Now that was some, I guess it was those, the people up on the hill that were poor, Mother used to, you know, we would come home, something, and Mother would sometimes say, well, because they're ignorant, and well, they don't know any better. I said, well, they could better themselves if they wanted to.
Which is true. I shouldn't have said that they're, because all these people used to go out and work in the fields too, where we used to go.
But it did.
They had an
allowance. Oh, yes.
But a lot of them, I recall, were to
a little money.
And I remember that my father said, no, we have to save it, and we have to buy a car, or we buy clothes, or we buy things. And he was a person that he never drank or anything like that. Everything was saving to pay off whatever. He was very conscientious in person. But I mean, I know there are lots of kinds of prejudice, but I can even see this with myself, that when I was overseas, the girl I lived with couldn't have cared less about learning anything domestic. She was 12. Well, I was terribly prejudiced against her because she would not clean up. She didn't value
you know, taking, having the house nice. She didn't cook and was proud of the fact that she didn't cook. And I really, that just really antagonized me. And it was a matter of values, not anything else. Although there are many different kinds, but I think sometimes it, what looks like prejudice is sometimes just this one part, because people who don't share the same values. When you look back at the history of this community that was set up, and like, you know, they say Castro chose people that he knew were going to be able to survive out of sheer hard work, because when they came here, they were going to be rough.
I'm sure.
And I think that that's, they take a pride in that, and they expect other people to do that. I mean, you know, that I still say that prejudice is ignorance. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I still say that.
Because we missed
it. I mean, they could be prejudiced with somebody because the other party was prejudiced.
Yeah.
Or, I can't see anybody that, all right, like, you and I are talking here and everything, and then I meet you on the street, and you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
Now that's what I call
prejudice.
And a lot of people, maybe they felt that way, because see, up north, there was no prejudice. Everybody's equal. Maybe that's why a lot of the black people were the most prejudiced. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of them are up north, because in my time in the 40s, mm-hmm. In the late 40s when I lived in Detroit,
you weren't crazy with the black woman. And so you really didn't feel that when you were up there at all.
No.
Okay. Now, when you lived up there, you spoke those Spanish English.
Yes.
Okay. All right, now, let's see. In your home now, here, we're talking about Melinda's generation. I want to move into that. What language did you use primarily while you were raising your children?
English.
And what was your reason for doing that?
Because I didn't want them to have to learn it when they started school. I wanted them to know it so that they wouldn't have any problems.
Did you use only English in the home, or was there a good mixture of Spanish? Would you say like 50-50 or 80%?
No, if I would have used 50-50, they would know more.
So it was considerably,
yes.
Mostly. And the reason for that was that so they were speaking German, so they wouldn't have any
language.
Now you say Monica speaks pretty good Spanish, right?
She does.
Okay. And Melissa?
The reason Monica knows it so well is because we took the college. That's the reason Monica knows it so well.
And High school and college.
She can speak Spanish.
And Monica always caught on a little bit more than we did,
you go to your grandma's bedroom, how do you communicate with her?
English and Spanish.
Mostly Spanish.
Mostly and motion. Like when I went to grandma, you know, with, as kids, even when we would go to her, we could talk to her in English and she would understand what we were saying. Somehow or another, I guess we would get it across to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
I don't know.
All right. Okay, Melinda, let's see how I was at that. All right, you're how old now?
20.
You were born here. Right. And your first language?
English.
Okay. And your second language?
Spanish.
Okay. Okay, we've got a reversal here. This is interesting. It's really interesting to look at the whole picture. Here's Mama, who's Grandma, who speaks only Spanish. Bilingual only. Well, I don't want to say only English, but dominant, your dominant English. Would you say that you know more Spanish than Pedro knows English? I mean, that Pedro would say to me, fine, and you know, and this, do you know more Spanish than she knows English?
Yes,
it's getting better.
Yes, I do know more Spanish than she knows English. I've taken it in high school and I've taken it in college.
Okay. Now, where do you feel the most comfortable in speaking Spanish, or do you feel comfortable speaking Spanish?
No, because I can't pronounce a lot of things correctly. And, well, also when I took it, I think the thing that we went wrong was we didn't communicate with Spanish. We only communicated with English. And the only time we had to do Spanish is when we had to go see grandparents.
Yeah.
That's the only really reason we even know some of it is because of the grandparents. Because when we were
the grandparents in the county do not speak English either. Are they still living? Right now, Pedro, when Belinda comes to see you, does she speak English or Spanish? Okay. Can she speak Spanish?
Poquito, poquito.
Does it sound good?
Really, that
pretty much covers it. Okay. So you